USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cruise ship carrying almost two dozen people with a confirmed case of the coronavirus has docked in Oakland. Passenger Gina Paletta tells Fox News she's glad to be docked in Oakland.
We were thrilled when we sailed underneath the Golden Gate Bridge and then the Bay Bridge, and then as we've been pulling into Oakland, everyone was out on their balconies cheering.
Fears over the coronavirus outbreak and plunging oil prices are sending shockwaves through Wall Street. The Dow lost 2,013 points to close at 23,851. Regarding just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A key endorsement as voters in six states head to the polls on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Five states are holding Democratic primaries tomorrow, and one state, North Dakota, is holding a Democratic caucus. That is New Jersey Senator and former presidential hopeful Cory Booker says he's endorsing Joe Biden for several reasons.
It's a time for us to beat Donald Trump, and it became very clear to me that Joe Biden is the right person to do that.
He made the announcement on CBS's This Morning.
Senator Booker and Senator Kamala Harris are both campaigning with Biden in Michigan. Three provisions in the FISA Act are set to expire this week unless Congress can agree on a last-minute deal to extend them, at least temporarily. President Trump, Democrats, and Republicans are all unhappy with the counterintelligence and foreign surveillance law, known as FISA, but all for different reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Coronavirus concerns on Capitol Hill after a Republican senator puts himself in self-quarantine. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And finally, it was an emotional moment Saturday night in Las Vegas as legendary pop star Neil Diamond stepped out of retirement to perform some of his greatest hits. Diamond's surprise performance at the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala at the MGM was his first since 2017 after he announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.